This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
A little bit of baseball as Clark Schmidt had a very positive four inning, zero run minor league assignment, and hopefully he'll be back, which clearly the New York Yankees, like, and the conversation around Devin Williams has been absolute nonsense. The offense did cool off. I wasn't thrilled with how they played in Detroit, but ultimately it's one series. They managed to get the last win. I do think they'll heat up as the weather heats up. I think the cold affected them, which does bother me a little bit, and I didn't love the excuse-making about it. It felt like the Yankees had just kind of this attitude of, hey, it's too cold to play baseball. Let's just get the hell out of Detroit. Hopefully we can get a win or two. If not, like, that's what it felt like, and I hate that. There should have been a more, and they need to get more of a cutthroat attitude about going out and trying to win every single game. And I think that's the one thing I'll even criticize Boone on a little bit. Like, I'm fair. I defend him because I think people go crazy, and that's really where I think I get the shill kind of mentality, where people think I'm this Yankee shill. I think I just react to crazy over criticism of a franchise that ultimately has done a pretty damn good job. That's all. I'm not saying they're world beaters. I'm not even saying, like, last year, last offseason, I said it's probably best to move on from my guy, the 2,500 victory man himself, Brian Cashman. I was saying it might be best to move on from Brian Cashman. I wouldn't complain if they let him go and let him and Boone go. I was saying that last year. Like, it was fair. It was reasonable. They decided to keep him, which I don't think makes them doomed. I think both of them do a pretty damn good job. But I think every time a reliever comes in, it's Boone's fault, and so I get annoyed. And that makes me the Yankee shill. But I'm open to criticizing him, and I think that he allowed the team to kind of have an attitude, and I think this is fair. And I know it's just a couple of days where the offense didn't score, but just the body language, and I'll tell you, Jazz, who came out, I think, on social media and publicly talked about the weather, I think him, along with some other guys, were just like, this is BS. We shouldn't be here. It's too cold. They're moving games to the daytime, and it sucks. And that's unacceptable, quite frankly. So hopefully the bats will awaken. We did see a great pitching performance from Max Fried, but this rotation, forget the offense, forget Devin Williams. He'll be fine. The overreaction to that is absolute nonsense. Evan again talking about the idea he's going to have to lose his role as the closer. You're out of your mind. He's going to be the closer. He's never going to lose the closer role. I doubt very much he is. I'm not saying he can't be this bad forever. Eventually he would lose his closer role, but I expect him to turn it around in short order. The issue is the starting rotation, and the faster Clark Schmidt can come back, and then I think it's going to be, obviously he's been great. He's got to stay healthy, but he's pitched to an under 3 ERA last year. He's really good. He's going to help this rotation a lot compared to what they're throwing at you. Besides, I mean, we're waiting for Luis Gil, probably waiting for a move at the deadline. I don't think it'll be Alcantara. I don't think it'll be a really big-time, you know, Cy Young award winning candidate, 26-year-old stud or something like that. But I do think they could get another arm that's an upgrade, as well as Luis Gil coming back. And plus, Max Fried hopefully will continue to prove he's an ace. But I think the question is going to be, when they do bring up Clark Schmidt, who do they take out of the rotation? And ultimately, unfortunately, because I wish this weren't the case, I think it's going to be Will Warren, and they're going to leave Carrasco in the rotation, despite the four solo home runs and the pitiful performance he gave you in Detroit, because the Yankees don't have any depth. They can't afford to lose Carrasco. They can send Will Warren down. And right now, if you cut Carrasco, if you designate him for assignment, and you leave Will Warren in the rotation and you bring up Clark Schmidt, what happens if one of them goes down? What happens if an injury happens to the rotation, which is certainly not out of the realm of possibility? Where do they go? I don't even know where they would go. Right now, they have six starters in the organization that I feel even remotely comfortable starting games. So, like, I don't know where they go. And eventually, if Carrasco's just awful, then you make the move to Will Warren and you'll live with whatever minor leaguer you're going to have him make a spot start. Ryan Yarbrough is going to throw three or four innings as a bulk guy, and you're going to have a bullpen game every fifth day. Like, I don't even know where they would go. They traded over the last couple of years so many pitching prospects, and they had, you know, Hampton got Tommy John. Like, they don't have another guy to go to. So Clark Schmidt's going to come back and help them immensely, but it's going to be Clark Schmidt probably for Will Warren. I don't think you're going to get Carrasco out of this rotation, and hopefully he can do a hell of a lot better than he did in Detroit, but it's going to be a much welcomed addition to the rotation to get Clark Schmidt back. And hopefully they play some games this weekend, as the weather's supposed to be bad, and hopefully Clark Schmidt can make an impact in 5 days.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.